All right. So then I have the full table in one, two, and three dimensions. And at the top, I've got the wave equation that we're solving. This is the Schrödinger equation in three dimensions. And in the next row are the eigenfunction solutions. So in all cases here, they are plane waves. And you can take these plane wave solutions and put them into the Schrödinger equation. And that gives the dispersion relationship. So the dispersion relationship is given by putting the eigenfunction solution in the wave equation. And we get the dispersion relationship. And the eigenfunction solutions are labeled by this k value. The wave vector tells you which way the wave is moving and what its wavelength is. And it's an eigenvector of the translation operator. And because we have waves in a periodic box, we can calculate the density of states in K. This row is the same as it was for photons. Then knowing the density of states in K and the dispersion relationship, you can calculate the density of states in energy. And once the density of states is known, you can integrate it from zero to the Fermi energy, or from minus infinity to the Fermi energy, and calculate the Fermi energy. And you could calculate the Fermi wave vector and the Fermi velocity from that. And later on, we'll see that we'll want to know what the density of states is at the Fermi energy, and the derivative of the density of states is at the Fermi energy, because the density of states at the Fermi energy tells us how many states there are at the Fermi surface. And these are the ones that will be important for a lot of the properties. And now I'm running off my table. So I go here. We can calculate the chemical potential. From the chemical potential, as soon as we know the chemical potential, we can calculate the Fermi function and get this internal energy distribution, and then integrate over that. The internal energy is the energy times the number of states of that energy times the probability that the state is occupied. And I get these results in one, two, and three dimensions: the specific heat, the entropy, the Helmholtz free energy, the pressure, the bulk modulus. This answer here for the bulk modulus, the one I just got was the zero temperature term. So this part without the temperature added to it. But it's straightforward to take the temperature dependent internal energy, which is this one, differentiate it with respect to volume, get the pressure, differentiate that again with the volume, and you get the bulk modulus and also the temperature dependence of it. So the next thing we're going to do is look at a certain approximation that will let us get these formulas like this and get the temperature dependence. The problem with, I have a lot of approximately signs here. The problem is that the integral that we need to do, these integrals with the Fermi function in them, don't have nice closed form solutions. So we'll have to do it, we'll have to have some approximation. We can't really do the integrals with the Fermi function in it. And I think then I will leave that for next time. Next time I will show you the approximation we use to calculate all these integrals to get the thermodynamic properties. Okay, we'll stop.